Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to DP Aabhushan Limited Earnings Conference Call Q1 FY25. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddhesh Chavan from ENY. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Siddhesh. Mr. Chavan, your line is unmuted. You may go ahead with the presentation.
Good evening to all the participants. Before we proceed to the call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our business risk that could cause future result performance or achievements to differ significantly from what it is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Please note that we have mailed the results and the same are available on the company's website. In case if you have not received the same, you can write to us and we will be happy to send the same over to you. To take us through the results and answer your questions today, we have the top management of DP Aabhushan Limited, represented by Mr. Anil Kataria, full-time director, and Mr. Vikas Kataria, promoter. We will start the call with a brief overview of the company and the quarter gone past and then conduct the Q&A session. With that said, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Anil Kataria. Over to you, sir.
Namaskar, Siddhesh. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. DP Aabhushan Limited ki financial 2025 ki first quarter ki meeting mein main aap sabka bahut swagat karta hu. Aap sabko appreciate karta hu aapne apna kimti samay nikal kar is meeting mein is conference mein join hue hain. Apne फाइनेंशियल और बिजनेस परफॉर्मेंस के बारे में बात करने से पहले मैं चाहूंगा आपको डीपी आभूषण डीपी ज्वेलर्स के बारे में कुछ कंपनी के बारे में बताने का. डीपी ज्वेलर्स डीपी आभूषण लिमिटेड का एक वेंचर है. डीपी ज्वेलर्स लगभग 1940 से रतलाम मध्य प्रदेश के छोटे से टाउन से स्टार्ट किया है अपना जर्नी और वहां से आगे बढ़ते हुए हम लोग आज इस कंपनी को मध्य प्रदेश राजस्थान में 8 अलग अलग सिटीज में इस्टेब्लिश किए हुए हैं. रतलाम को एक स्वर्ण नगरी के तरह से जाना जाता है जहाँ पर हम हमारी लीगेसी के साथ प्योरिटी ट्रांसपेरेंसी के साथ काम करते हैं और डीपी ज्वेलर्स एक बहुत अच्छा जाना पहचाना नाम है जो पूरे एरिया में शुद्धता और प्रामाणिकता के लिए जाना जाता है और यही हमारी रेपुटेशन है. और अभी हमारे 8 स्टोर काम कर रहे हैं जो 4 एमपी में 4 राजस्थान में. आगे फ्यूचर में हम हमारे बिजनेस को और बढ़ाने जा रहे हैं. अभी जो स्टोर है वो है इंदौर, रतलाम, उज्जैन, भोपाल, कोटा, भीलवाड़ा और बांसवाड़ा में. हमारे नए प्लान जो आ रहे हैं उसमें हम हमारे स्टोर और बढ़ाएंगे. अभी तक इस कंपनी की जो इस्टेब्लिश किया थी पन्नालाल जी कटारिया ने किया था जो हमारे फो फादर है. फिर मेरे पिताजी श्री मनोहरलाल जी कटारिया और अंकल श्री रतनलाल जी कटारिया ने मिलकर इस कंपनी को आगे बढ़ाया और अब हम भाई लोग मिलकर इस कंपनी को और आगे ले जा रहे हैं. ये हमारी एक कंपनी की एक्चुअल फैमिली बिजनेस है और इसी पे हम एक साथ मिलकर आगे बढ़ रहे हैं. आने वाले समय में हमारी नेक्स्ट जनरेशन भी इस बिजनेस को ज्वाइन कर रही है. इसी के साथ हम लोग मध्य प्रदेश में नीमच में और राजस्थान में अजमेर में हम लोग इसी फाइनेंशियल ईयर में अपने और स्टोर चालू करने वाले हैं जो शायद अगले 2 से 3 महीनों में चालू हो जाएंगे. रतलाम स्टोर जो अभी तक हमारा बोन स्टोर है जहाँ से हम लोग आगे बढ़े हुए हैं उस स्टोर में भी अब समय के अनुसार काफी सुविधाओं की जरूरत है तो उस स्टोर को भी हम लोग बड़े रूप में लेकर आ रहे हैं और बहुत जल्दी रतलाम में भी हम लोग 8 से 10 हजार स्क्वायर फीट का एक बड़ा शोरूम लेकर आएंगे. वो भी शायद इसी फाइनेंशियल में चालू हो जाएगा, ऐसी संभावना है। हम लोग बहुत प्राउड करते हैं कि ये 84 साल की 84 ईयर की हमारी जो जर्नी है, इसमें हमने हमारी प्योरिटी, क्वालिटी, ट्रस्ट को बरकरार रखा है और हमारे कस्टमर का हमारे ऊपर भरोसा दिन पर दिन बढ़ता जा रहा है। मैं अपनी बात यही समाप्त करते हुए आगे विकास भाई से बोलता हूँ कि अपने कंपनी बिजनेस के फाइनेंशियल और बिजनेस परफॉर्मेंस के बारे में आप लोगों को जानकारी है। विकास भाई, थैंक यू सो मच एवरीवन।
गुड इवनिंग एवरीवन। थैंक यू अनिल भाई। बिफोर गोइंग थ्रू अवर परफॉर्मेंस, आई वुड लाइक टू हाईलाइट करंट इंडस्ट्री ट्रेंड। इन 2024 सो फार गोल्ड हैज अप्रिशिएट बाय 16%, मेकिंग इट one of the best performing assets globally. However, during the quarter from April to June 2024, gold demand in India fell by up to 15% YOY. This is due to seasonal impact. The period from mid-May to the end of July typically tend to be slack season for jewelry purchasing due to fewer wedding dates. A potential revival in demand is expected with the onset of the upcoming festival season in the later part of Q3. The continued notion of gold jewelry as an investment is the leading factor driving the market. Bridal jewelry plays a significant role in driving the market. In countries like India, the high expenditure on wedding ceremony and celebration is expected to positively influence market growth. Turning to our remarkable Q1 FY25 financial performance, despite elevated gold price and weak industry demand, our consolidated revenue impressively grew by 7% year over year to 504 crore. Our EBITDA soared by 51% to 38 crore with a strong margin of 8% during Q1 FY25. Our profit after surge to 25 crore, reflecting a remarkable growth of 60%. We are very optimistic about sustaining this dynamic growth momentum throughout FY25. Additionally, we proudly lead the industry in footfall to conversion ratio, achieving an outstanding 87% as of June 24. Aligning with our strategy initiative, we are expanding our presence with the construction of a second showroom in Ratlam and have initiated the construction of new jewelry showroom in Ajmer, Rajasthan and Neemuch, Madhya Pradesh. As we move forward, our company outlook remains highly positive. We are making concentrated efforts to boost our business operations and strategically planning to expand in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Gujarat to tap into emerging markets with growing purchasing power. We plan to open 3 new stores in FY25, aiming to increase the total number of stores from 8 in FY24 to 20 by FY28. This expansion will significantly enhance our market reach and accessibility, thereby boosting our revenue. We are also focusing on diamond studded jewelry to fetch higher margins from customers. Our target is to increase the revenue share from diamond studded jewelry from 6 to 15%. We continue to shine in the jewelry retail sector and remain committed to excellence and customer satisfaction. With that said, I would like to now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. 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 Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, sir. So I just wanted to know, the three stores that we are opening, are they all owned stores or that will be rented? I'm presuming that's owned stores.
No. The all stores we are opening, the new all stores, they are rental. They are rented stores.
The new one that you are, all three of them?
All three of the rental stores, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay, got it. And sir, as you can see that this quarter's margin are, you know, quite surprising. So what would be the steady state of margin that we can anticipate the company to, you know, go into?
So there's one thing. We are more focusing on a studded proportion of diamond jewelry and the gold jewelry where we can drive high margin. So we're just trying to achieve the more percentage, more paid margin and the EBITDA margin we are expecting.
I get it. But then what will be the steady state for this year? As you can see that, you know, for the whole year, what is something that we are aiming at?
So somewhere around like the 4 plus, we are looking the 4 plus paid margin we are looking. And the EBITDA margin is around like 6 to 7% for the EBITDA margin.
Okay.
The whole year,
this,
yeah.
I presume that this quarter was one of the quarters, sir.
Pardon?
So this quarter was quite, you know, we can say that this was one of the quarters that we saw some extraordinary margins.
Yeah, this is the good quarter because the gold prices are higher, like by 17 to 20%. The gold prices are higher comparatively last year, so that's why we get a good margin, and we are trying to achieve and maintain the same margin in the entire year.
Got it, sir. One just last question, just a normal general question. So we do sell jewelry only, or we also make jewelry and supply to the other businesses that is common in practice?
No, so we do jewelry retail only. We are not doing B2B.
No B2B. This is all B2C.
All B2C. Yeah, entire B2C.
Okay. And how much have we put up in this rental, the new showroom that we have put up? How much money have we put up till date?
So it's a depend upon the area. So normally we are like taking the place in one place in Rajasthan, Ajmer, and other is in Neemuch, Madhya Pradesh. So where we are paying somewhere around like 80 to 100 rupees a square feet rental.
80 to 100 rupees.
Yeah,
okay.
80 to 100 rupees. Yeah.
And all this the short term borrowings that we see on the books are all for working capital.
Yeah, all for working capital.
All right. I'll get back into the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vikrant Kashyap from Asian Market Securities. You may please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. A couple of questions. One, you said you got a good margin because gold reserve has gone up and you have a studded share of 6%. The commentary from market leaders in Indian jewelry segment suggests that the volatility in gold prices and increased competition is impacting margin in their gold jewelry. However, they are gaining good margin in studded. So how higher gold prices bring better margin for you? I'm just trying to get some clarity.
No, so higher gold prices, nothing happened with the margin, but the proportion of studded jewelry will increase the margin definitely. So right now, and before, our studded ratio is 6%, and now we are planning to achieve between 10 to 15% of the studded ratio. The goal versus the studded GB ratio.
As of now, just wanted to add.
Yeah.
Yeah. That as of now we are operating in tier two and tier three cities. What trend we have seen in the past years is the studded jewelry demand has increased in tier two, tier three cities as well as compared to tier one cities. So in all our stores, we are trying to implement one shop-in-shop model. Of our total sales, out of total sales, 52% is the wedding jewelry sales. So technically, every five out of ten customers comes in for the wedding jewelry. So in Indore, we have implemented one shop-in-shop model where there is an exclusive outlet for the wedding customers, where there is different hospitality, different feel, different designs, enhanced designs. So in all the showrooms we are planning to implement, how this will help to increase our margins is we can fetch a premium making charges from our wedding customers by showing them the high-end jewelries. And in this way, our diamond studded sales might increase from 6% to 12%-15% in next 3 to 4 years, what we are targeting. And average making charges for our gold jewelry is pure gold jewelry is 9%-10%. And for the diamond studded, it is 15%-17%.
15%-17%.
Yes.
So could you please tell me the number? What was the studded share last quarter and last year?
Studded sale last quarter was 6% of the total sales.
Last year, same quarter, were also 6%?
That we need to check. We'll get back to you.
I'm just trying to get the delta of 300+ margin expansion. It's a huge number. If your studded jewelry adds, if you have 500 crore of turnover quarterly run rate, and 6% of share is from studded jewelry, then it clearly indicates that last year, same quarter, it should be less than 3%.
This year, the margin expansion is not just only because of the studded jewelry sales, but it is also somewhere because of the gold prices increment. And how it has impacted our margin is because we are following the weighted average cost of method, and we have been in this business since 1940. So in our inventory, there is a gold which is 100 rupees per 10 grams to ranging from 70,000 rupees per 10 gram. So our weighted average cost is always lesser than the current market price, and this is because we are following the natural hedging. Whatever gold we sell on the same day, we purchase it on the day, we purchase it on the same day in some 2 hours or 3 hours slot.
Okay.
Yes. So there is 10-15% of increment of profit margin expansion due to increment in gold prices also.
Okay, I got your point. A couple of questions.
But this EBITDA 8%, we will be able to maintain it around 6-8% somewhere.
Oh, see, 6-8% is a healthy margin. I'm agreeing to that point.
Yes.
A couple of questions. What is your inventory turnover issue?
Five times.
Somewhere around five percent.
Yes.
Okay, great. Five times and the highest consumer conversion ratio. That's a very good metric for the company.
And our inventory carries days is 70 days. So in every 70 days, our inventory will turn.
Okay. So if I take example of, say, 5,000 square foot store, how much inventory do you carry?
So it depends upon the area. If the town is the small, so we'll keep around 25 crore inventory, 30 crore inventory in the store size is bigger and the population is good. So where we keep somewhere around 40 crore, 50 crore inventory.
Okay, thank you. Also, in a presentation, you mentioned that in your January you launched an enticing franchisee program in 2023. So the new stores that you roll out, it's company owned or it's franchisee owned?
This operated. These three new stores that we have rolled out that are entirely company owned, but we are already in process of launching our franchisee FOCO model, and we have received few applications for this also. There are some interest which have come in, 30 to 40 interest. We will shortlist some places where we can implement this FOCO model on pilot basis, and then we will go it full-fledgedly if everything goes successful in next year or two.
Okay, so these 8 stores, the 12 stores that we have planned, 3 are owned. So So rest of the stores?
No, rest of all this will be 20. If any franchisee stores comes in, that will be over and above that 20.
Okay. And have you disclosed your franchisee model, how you are going to share margins with the partners? Anything that you
are working on? We already like the throughout with the models, how franchisee partner will get margins and everything. So we already made the complete entire structure.
Okay. Got it. In an opening remark, just a couple of questions if I have time. If you permit.
Yeah.
So in your opening remarks, you mentioned that due to higher gold prices and lower bidding seasons, there were impact in your top line growth, because in the last three quarters it was in double digit growth. So can you quantify how much wedding season were lesser in this quarter that has impacted?
So in particular this quarter, there are multiple reasons, because election is going on and due to the limited wedding dates. That's why the season was little low the first quarter. I think in normal case they are like the 45 to 60 days where the marriage day. But in this quarter there is like the 25 to 27 days are available for wedding normally.
Okay. So how do you see quarter two onwards?
Quarter two is again like the, it's a little slow, because the till August it's a slow season because of the Shravan month and the Hindu traditional.
Yes.
But after the September, October, we'll see the growth in everything. Because in quarter third, November, December is a lot of wedding dates. So the preparation will start earlier. So we thought there is a good demand in both the quarters, the quarter two and quarter three.
Okay. One more question on your gold procurement. You said every day you purchase gold. So yes. All of your gold sales you purchase, or there are some exchange of gold jewelry or maybe advance purchase from customers in terms of monthly schemes, are they mix of that or it's only set
purchase? It's a mix of that. So everything, we sell the new product and we buy old jewelry, we are doing some advance deposit scheme, and after the overall the difference we buy immediately. So like if someone buy new jewelry and sell old jewelry, so the difference we buy immediately. Like we have some systems, so after the 2-3 hours we refilling everything.
Okay, so can you tell me some numbers that how much your sales coming from gold exchange, how much is coming from monthly purchase programs?
So the old gold exchange program is like somewhere around like 20 to 25% we are like procuring from the old gold. And the monthly saving scheme is somewhere around like it's a 3 to 5% the total entire sale.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Mr. Kashyap, we request you to return to the question queue for the follow-up questions.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Wish you best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Priyam Podar from Value Equity.
Thanks for the opportunity, and I would first congratulate the management for a good set of numbers. So this is pertaining to the EBITDA margin. Just want a confirmation that this quarter we happened to get a better EBITDA margins, only because of higher sales in studded diamond studded jewelries. Is our understanding right?
No, not just because of the... So, higher EBITDA margin was not just solely because of the higher studded sales, but it was also because of the increment in the gold prices also, sudden spike in the gold prices. And also, our sales mix got improved a little bit. And... yes, that was reason for the higher EBITDA margin.
Okay, and we anticipate that the current run rate of the EBITDA margins would be maintained for the next quarter of FY25.
It would be around, like as we told, it would be between six? I mean, you can tell about like 20% plus minus from here.
Okay.
The whole year.
Okay.
But the higher volumes will offset the margin in terms of total profitability.
Correct. Got it.
Yes.
And there was a sudden spike
in the gold prices. So that's why we have seen in the recent past trends that whenever there is a sudden spike in the gold prices, the customer takes a backup, and once the gold prices get stabilizes, the sales gets on increasing. Also because of the elections, the volumes were down. Because of the elections, the movement of cash and everything is very difficult.
Correct.
The customers who buy from in form of cash. So yes.
Got it, sir. And this is one thing with respect to our footfalls. So we have seen our footfalls have been growing continuously. So what are the measures that you are taking to increase that footfall? And we have seen that you are maintaining a very decent conversion ratio also. So if you can let us know.
For increasing our footfalls, we have been implementing our constant expansion strategy. Like, we have already announced a new showroom in Ratnam because we found that the current showroom is not able to cater to all the customers that are coming. So we have planned a very big showroom, like almost 12,000 square foot showroom in Ratnam, as well as we are increasing our base in Ujjain as well. Like, we are a two-story showroom, we are increasing it to three-story showroom.
Correct. And so the store size would be higher than the earlier store?
Yeah. So we are generally following two models. Like, one is the medium-sized store, which ranges from like 3,000 to 6,000, 7,000 square feet. And one is the higher-end store, like the flagship store, which is more than 10,000 square feet. So currently our Indore showroom is a flagship showroom, which is around 15,000 square feet. All other showrooms are ranging between 2,500 to 6,000 square feet. So currently, two showrooms where we are, both are ranging between 6,000 to 7,000 square feet. So now, looking to the population, looking to the increasing trend in sales, we are now focusing on like 5 to 7,000 square feet of showrooms, like two showrooms of 5 to 7,000 in a year, and one showroom which will be more than 10,000 square foot showroom in a year.
Okay. So, as you have announced that this year you would be having three showrooms, right?
Yes.
The size would be again of 6,000 or 10,000? If you can clarify on this one.
So the Ratlam showroom is somewhere around 10,000 square feet, and other two stores is like 22,500 to 3,500 square feet.
Got it. Thanks for patiently answering my question. If required, I'll be back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Ayush from Stravers Capital. You may go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm actually new to the company, so forgive my ignorance, but I just wanted to understand what percentage of the inventory is hedged.
So we maintain the natural hedging policy.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do not hedge anything on MCX or like that. We maintain a natural hedging policy, like whatever gold we sell on the particular day, we buy it on the same day, at the same price.
Okay, so this is passed on to the customer, you're saying?
Sorry?
So whatever price increase is taken is automatically passed on to the customer. Like, say for example, gold prices are increasing, even the price of gold that you sell will automatically increase, and then that's how the margins go for, correct?
Sorry, can't understand your question, yes.
No, I got it. As long as I understood the natural hedging part. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj from Arjav Partners. You may go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
So how much is the average selling price of our products?
So our like the ABP is like 90,000 per product, average product prices.
90,000 is the average selling price of product?
Yeah.
So it is the ASP. And how much is the ATV, average transaction value?
Average transaction, we'll get back to you.
Alright, yeah. What is the expected amount of CAPEX that we are trying to do in FY25?
CAPEX, we require somewhere around 6 to 8 crore to build a new showroom, because we are coming up with the 3 new stores in this FY25. So, for this. And for inventory, we require somewhere around 100 crore.
CAPEX of 6 to 8 crores, it will be for one store?
No, for 3 stores.
For 3 stores. And inventory 100 crores for all the 3 stores.
All the 3 stores.
Yeah. Sir, can you again explain to me the store format which you implemented in Indore?
Sir, Indore store is a flagship store where we have like the 15,000 square feet area. And it's a flagship store, so where we keep everything. This is the best store, so where we have the good, best diamond jewelry, gold jewelry. We have wedding lounge there. And like it's everything we have in those stores.
Okay. And we also have a separate section for exclusively for wedding jewelry,
bridal
right?
Lounge. Yeah, bridal lounge, yes.
Bridal lounge. And that you are trying to implement to all of your 8 stores.
Yeah, all of our 8 stores.
Okay. And how much is the expected EBITDA improvement are we expecting from this exercise?
It will be around 2 basis points. 1 to 2 basis points.
1 to 2 basis points. Okay.
Yes.
And how much of sales are we expecting in FY25 since we'll be adding 3 new stores?
Like almost 200 to 250 crore of sales looking to the current gold prices from the new stores.
And these stores are expected to start in FY25 itself, right?
Yeah, in Q3.
It's in Q3. So 200 to 250 crore sales is for the full year, or is it from Q3 onwards?
It is from Q3 onwards.
Okay. Hello.
Mr. Raj, do you have any follow-up questions?
Yeah. So in FY24, you did a sales of around 2,340 crores. So are we expecting a growth of around 15% or so?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants to press star and 1 to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Mr. Priyam Kodar from Value Equity. You may go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. I would just like to, ask something. How do you are able to maintain the quality? And what differentiates yourself from the...
Hello.
Mr. Kodar. Sorry,
can you repeat your question once again?
Sure. So I wanted to ask, what do you do yourself that what makes your jewelry different from others? That is number one. And how do you ensure that you are maintaining a very decent quality?
Yeah, very nice question. So we started our journey from the small town of Madhya Pradesh, Ratlam. So and that time there's no quality parameters. There's no like the hallmarking, BIS, any nothing to be like the who verified the jewelry. So that time our forefather, our parents set the standard QC standard. So where we put the every jewelry, we put our stamp DP4 plus the kariga, the vendor who make the jewelry plus 4. So that means the jewelry, the gold purity is 92% plus 4% is alloy and 4% is like the taka, soldering. So this concept we started our quality and our the designing is differentiated to any other jewelers because we understand the local market very well. We understand the trend very well. So our jewelry designing and the collection will change very frequently. Like every 3-4 months, we have some new thing, new designs, and the entire look and feel is different.
Okay. While you have already shared your expansion plans for different states, but just wanted to know any thoughts to enter into Maharashtra or Mumbai?
So Maharashtra and Mumbai definitely we have in our plan, but after 2 years maybe we are like focusing on Mumbai and the big metro cities, because right now we think there are a lot of scope in the tier 2, tier 3 cities where the competition is less but the purchasing power is very high. So we are more focusing on particular those areas first.
Point taken. Wish you all the best. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
A reminder to participants, you may press star and 1 to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Mr. Priyansh. As an individual investor, you may go ahead. Mr. Priyansh, your line is unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
I would like to ask you that that you have told that you will open 12 more stores, and you have already decided where to open 3 more stores. So have you decided the places the other stores will going to open?
Yeah, so we mostly identify like more than 20 new location. We already identify where we want to open within 3 years.
Okay. And my second question is, sir, there is a sudden spike in the profit margin from 5% to 8%. I would like to ask you that, as you have already told that you purchase gold on the same day of the selling. So how can we understand that we have increased our profit margin due to the hike in the gold prices?
Sorry to interrupt. Priyansh, sir, your line is not clear.
Hello.
Please repeat your question. Your line is not clear.
Okay. Actually, sir, I would like to ask you that there is a sudden spike in the profit margin from 5% to 8%. And you have recently told that the hike in the margin is because of the hike in the gold price. But you have told that the total sale value you purchase on the same day, the gold you sell today, you purchase on the same day.
Sir,
So have we increased the making charges? So have we increased the making charges of the...
Sorry to interrupt you. We are unable to hear you.
Hello. Sir, have we increased the making charges of our jewelry?
We have not been increasing our making charges, but some of the profit margin have been improved because of the increasing gold prices. So we have been following the weighted average cost of method, where some of the profit on inventory gain gets booked in the cost of goods sold in our trading account. So like 20% of the increase in EBITDA margin is due to the inventory gain, due to the increasing gold prices, and the rest is out of business. But we will be able to maintain our EBITDA margin somewhere between 6 to 8% in the year.
Okay.
And our increasing volumes, once the gold prices get stabilized, the increasing volumes will offset the margins, the decrease in margins.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That's all for my time.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Anil Kataria for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. आप सबने अपना बहुमूल्य समय दिया इस मीटिंग के लिए. आप सब यहाँ पर रहे और आपकी जो क्वेरीज थी आपकी काफी अच्छा आंसर दिए, उसका स्वयं आपको संतोष से जवाब मिला है. और आगे भी अगर आप इस बारे में कुछ पूछना चाहते हैं तो टीम वाई आपके पास हमेशा फ्री है. थैंक यू टीम ईवाई, आपने इतनी अच्छी कॉल कंप्लीट करी है. और मैं आप सबको भी एक बार फिर से ये भरोसा दिलाता हूँ कि डीपी आभूषण लिमिटेड ज्वेलर्स जिस तरह से ट्रांसपेरेंसी, क्वालिटी और सिक्योरिटी के साथ काम करते हुए आए हैं, आगे भी हम हमारे कस्टमर्स का भी पूरा संतोषजनक काम करके हमारे साथ हमारा परफॉर्मेंस से जिस तरह से पहले स्ट्रॉन्ग रहा है, आगे भी हमारा परफॉर्मेंस जिस तरह से स्ट्रॉन्ग रहेगा. और आने वाले साल 2025 के लिए हमारे जो गोल्स है उसे हम खड़े रहेंगे, हमारे नए मॉडल होंगे, इनिशिएटिव लिए जाएंगे और हमारी टीम मिलकर बहुत अच्छा काम करेगी. मैं आप सबका एक बार फिर से बहुत धन्यवाद देता हूँ. थैंक यू. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू वेरी मच. On behalf of DP Aabhushan Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.